This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Molly Wood and I were talking yesterday about valuations in Silicon Valley. Companies in theory worth $1 billion that might not actually be worth $1 billion. While investors try to figure out what's going on there, there is something pretty much everybody in Silicon Valley agrees on, that the tech industry is very white and very male. Companies are trying to do something about it. The latest effort comes from Facebook. Earlier this week, the company launched something that they are calling Tech Prep, a website to introduce kids and their parents to the basics of computer science and computer coding. Sheryl Sandberg is the COO of Facebook, the chief operating officer. Maxine Williams runs diversity for the company. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
We're excited to be here.
Maxine, let me start with you. When we had you on the program, earlier this year, we talked a lot about the pipeline and about how you and Facebook were gonna not fix it, but work on it, I guess. Why is this the answer? Why is Tech Prep the answer?
So this is one of the answers. There are a lot of leaks in this pipeline, Kai, and we're trying our hardest as much as we can to address the things where we feel that we can make an impact. And what we saw with the research we had done and our own experience in investing early on in the potential of underrepresented groups is that once they get the opportunity, the exposure, and the connection to the resources to help them build their skills, they're off and running. So there's no difference in quality. There's a difference in opportunity. We built Tech Prep so that the underrepresented people would have the exposure and would have the opportunity to gain the skills they needed to take advantage of all of the opportunities in this industry.
Sheryl Sandberg, why is it important that people, girls, young kids, whatever, know how to code? I mean, why do people have to know how their phone works?
When you think about economic growth and you think about potential for individuals to contribute, tech is a great industry. Tech are jobs that are incredibly flexible, have real impact, very highly compensated. We want girls to have the same opportunity to work in the tech industry that boys do, and we're not there. Girls used to be 35% of computer science majors in college, and now women are 18%. So we're going in the wrong direction.
Are you heartened at all, Sheryl, by the recent statistics coming out of, I think it was Stanford, right, that said computer science is the number one choice of entering females for their major?
Yes. Anywhere we see progress, yeah, it's really, really important. There's also been some great work done at Harvey Mudd where they've gotten into the 40% of people in computer science as women. Yeah. It shows it can be done, which is exciting. It also, we know it's going to be hard for other institutions to catch up. We had a summer intern who told me once that there were more Daves than girls in his computer science department at college.
So more people named David than girls?
More people named David than girls in his computer science department, which was not funny and depressing. And so putting women into lean-in circles and helping them have peers, we're already getting the feedback that they feel less alone and they're therefore more likely to continue in the field, graduate, and get a job in tech.
Maxine, when you go out and I don't know, you're at your kid's soccer games or you're standing in line in the supermarket and you chit chat with people and they discover what you do, which is just to refresh people's memory, you're the global head of diversity at Facebook. Do they say, wow, how interesting? Or do they say, yeah, tech, you know, it's white and male and that's a mess?
They say how interesting. And it depends on who the they is. So overwhelmingly, people of color who have not been represented say, how do we do that? What is coding? I have heard the question, what is coding, a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
if you look at Tech Prep on the first page, the main video literally breaks down, spoken by people who look like people who've been underrepresented, what coding is, what computer science is, what it builds. So I get a lot of questions around that. And then besides that, for those who don't know, for those in the Valley, then the questions become more, how are you going to get it, right? There's a lot of competition for this underrepresented talent. And we all have to think about how we raise the level of what's available in the market for the entire industry, right? This is not just about us. It's not about Facebook. We are all better off if there are more talented people who have access to opportunities that we all can access.
Sheryl Sandberg, what is success going to look like? How are you going to know you're doing it right? Because as you know, it's a long lead time with this stuff.
Success is that our companies and our industries and our nonprofits and our government reflect the diversity of the people we serve. And our industry is far from that. Our company is far from that. Every industry and every company are far from that. And we know that if we actually had diverse leaders and more diversity in our company, we would build better products. And I think the more industries and companies understand that diversity is not just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do, the more people will be motivated to get there. You're exactly right that it's a long lead time, and that's why we're investing now. And I think there's a lot more for us and everyone else to do.
Sheryl Sandberg is the COO at Facebook. Maxine Williams is the global head of diversity at that very same company. Thanks to you both.
Thanks for having us.